Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. We have spent the entire week in Proverbs 19, so let's end that way. We're in verse 23. The scripture says, "Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm." Now, you and I have a different view of this word fear. Fear for most of us is we're afraid of. There are several things I am literally afraid of. I'm afraid of things like I'm not going to have enough money. I'm afraid that I'm never going to be the best possible pastor I could be. I'm afraid that I'm going to make a mistake and I need to guard my mouth. Well, honestly, folks, most of us are afraid of things. We're afraid of spiders. We're afraid of heights. There's a lot of things we're afraid of. I read the other day that by far the number one fear of Americans is public speaking. And I think that's awesome because people are more afraid of public speaking than death, which means you'd rather die than talk in front of somebody. But this fear of the Lord is really a different kind of word. Fear of the Lord is awe. You are awe-inspired by the power of God. You are awe-inspired by the Lord. He is the one who spoke creation into space. With his verbiage, he created the stars. With his vocal cords, he created animals. With his own tongue, he created the planets and this universe. That is something to be in awe of. And yet, when we are in awe of him, we are reminded that he is genuinely concerned about every part of our life, every cell in our body. Awe of the Lord leads to life, and it will bring us security and protection. Lord, today, would you give us an awe? Remind us that you are powerful, that you are omniscient, that you are omnipresent. Remind us that you are God, the God of all creation. And Lord, in that, bring us security and protection from harm. So today, my friend, come before the Lord, and in our time of meditation, tell him something you are grateful for right now. Lord, I am in awe of you and thank you for, and then finish that statement. And then for most of us, come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm sorry that I forget how incredible you are. I take for granted so many things, including this life. Lord, I am in awe of you. And Lord, I do love you." And now let's take a couple of deep breaths, prepare ourselves to separate our presence from the busyness of this world and step into the quietude and the wonderful and beautiful reverential time with God where we just hush and hear from him. You ready? Let's breathe. And now, friend, mind your heart and your soul to listen. Listen for God's voice and his promptings and direction in your life. And don't second-guess them. Simply receive them and determine how he is calling you to act on them. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple moments. Well, friend, I want to remind you that fear of the Lord leads to life. Awe of the Lord, being in awe of His wonder, leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. So thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I look forward to seeing you back here again on Monday as we celebrate His goodness and walk into another week of weekday meditation. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.